We're talking with Harvey Schroeder, of course, from the Oklahoma Cotton Council. Harvey, last couple of years have been tough for our cotton industry, but I know that we've got a fair number of acres in the ground here for 2014.
We do. I think the last I heard was somewhere around 280,000 acres, which is up from where we've been, much more so percentage-wise than the United States. Total's up about 9%. We're looking to be up somewhere around 20. So that's good for the state. It's good for our infrastructure. You know, our infrastructure has suffered. We haven't had a crop get to acres and no bales. The infrastructure has really hurt, and we're hoping this year we'll have a decent harvest that we can get some infrastructure gone through again and people's spirits lifted up.
I would think most of those acres have at least got established, right?
Yes. From what I've heard from everybody across the state so far, they have an excellent stand. Stand's the first thing you look for. Thrips have not been that big a problem this year. We've got a little bit of grasshopper pressure out, coming out of the bar ditches, you know, coming out of the pastures, and people are kind of taking care of that with their first glyphosate spray and maybe a little orthene in there with it, you know, to take care of that. We're seeing some cotton right now that was earlier planted that is already coming up on Pinhead Square. That's a good sign. The later dryland cotton, it's going to be another month or so before we see Pinhead Square. But when all that happens, if we're getting a little bit of moisture, we have an opportunity to make a crop because basically we're on what we might call summer fallow ground. Because we didn't take one last year or the year before.
Right. And I guess the one disappointment is the lack of irrigated cotton in that Altus district.
Yes. About a third of the cotton produced in the state comes out of Jackson County area. And it's all irrigated out of that lake. Now, I say all of it. There's a few center pivots and well water. In state otherwise, we've had irrigated cotton making four bales for the last two or three years, which is out Carnegie and in there. If we can get water back in that lake where those guys can irrigate the way they can, we're going to see that jump up. But right now, they are planted, they're ready, they're waiting. I know one that has caught rainwater in his tailwater pit. He's going to irrigate with that. So they are doing the things to conserve what they get, still try to take care of the crop.
I guess what we were at a point we were really building acres before this drought kind of knocked us back.
Yes, we were. We were up around 430,000 acres, which is, it's not the most we've ever had, but in recent history, that's a big number. At one time, we had over 1 million acres of cotton in Oklahoma. That was before the boll weevil took them out, and it's been hard to rebuild those acres behind boll weevil eradication. That program has worked. It's been a very good partnership between our federal government and our growers, and now it's totally funded by the growers in Oklahoma, and it works. It's been good for cotton. Of course, we've got to have some people take advantage of it.